Okay, TH, I don't know what the goal of this, but 9th of October 24. It's Wednesday, and you know, these guys and Israel, the leaders up there, they're sitting there discussing what to do. You know, we got attacked by Iran. Hundreds of missiles raining down, not killing people, but destroying some of our military facilities. I mean, this is too much. We could not take that. So we're gonna take revenge, sweet revenge. And the Iranians are sitting over there with their beards on this, and we can use the same kind of animated whatever cartoon comic style something as we had the idea before about Putin and all those Eastern guys sitting there looking at the Westerners. We don't have to think Putin, but he's just one of the gang. Southern, the global south and the global north. Yeah. So here are these Israelis who are, you know, of course belonging. We belong to the global north, you know. We are buddies of, you know, they're bribing off US Congress members left and right, and government people and presidents putting their people in there. And there's nothing to hide anymore. We rule, that kind of thing. So then they're sitting there, but you know, yeah, it's our turn. Revenge. But how are we gonna do that? And should we win? I mean, it's Wednesday. If we do it before the weekend, then the Iranians will hit us maybe during the weekend. And I mean, we need to take a break and with our families and rest a bit during the weekends. So let's hit them after. And then, you know, and then you can do similar, the Iranians sitting there talking. But they talked them before now, when they were going to hit Israel with their missiles. No, nuclear God doesn't allow that, and no chemical weapons, no, God doesn't allow that. I mean, if you're fighting in God's name, we have to do it God's ways. It has to be proper. So then they come up with this, just hit the military base there and show them that we can get through. And sure, you can, yeah, we can. I have some Russian guy there saying yes, we promise you. But you know, we don't want to kill any civilians. I mean, this is what it is. Zionists, they are monstrous. What's the matter with them? Is it the Zionist, or, I mean, in God's name, it's not how you behave. And they're sitting there talking like that. I mean, soldiers fight against soldiers, not against women and children. So, you know, yeah, we should maybe blow them up with a nuclear. They are gone. It's a small place. No. And they're talking like that. So let's do those missiles. First some slow ones so they can shoot down and brag about it, and then we hit them with the real stuff. So when that happened, okay, so we are sitting there listening to them, and now we listen to the Israelis. And you know, the American president, and then you have those young, energetic HDAD, I mean, people around him in the minister posts, the ones who are actually the deep state. It's kind of getting obvious, because the president is senile, dementia completely gone, just wants to go to the beach and does that too. And so then you have these young, ambitious, and rather ignorant people sitting there and talking, and we can make a fun thing out of that too. But you know, except some of those youngsters over there, the others, they're aging men, they're tired, you know, Iranians. And then you have this madman there in Israel, but people around him go like, come on. You don't get peace by war, that kind of thing. So we can just show different parts of the world like that, where humans are getting into war again. And there are these big business ones, people back there who just make billions and billions on the whole thing. And we can just show by this kind of cartoonish presentation, and it could just be still images drawn in my style or animated with voices. If we have some money to get actors, voice actors. Actually, I could make a whole script for this. Little well, we kind of tell this story from what we know. And the narrator is me. Keep it simple. And then we, you know, let's say I write a script, and for each episode, we may have maybe 2 minutes of this. So little snippets of scripts. That then can be added together into a single little film, but which can also then be there as little episodes or a small short feature in each episode. What's going on in the world? Oh, we can then use our comic style Crumbish. Protagonist, also maybe, I don't know, keep it simple. Okay, so let's say now if we are using that Crumbish style for why not actually? Of course. For our for this, yeah. So we make different characters, we make a Putin, an old Biden, Trump, and that could be cool actually. And we let them loose. And the billionaires, and we can put the lizards, and you know, the whole thing. Okay, I'm still recording here. Yeah, because I'm thinking now about voice actors, how to solve that. But the drawing I could then do, and maybe the guys if they want to, and just as much as they do want to, because they can easily figure out this. And it should be pretty easy to get a similar style, and that would be fun. So then, the way I could do it is to simply start by recording. The script verbally, basically, do the different roles, different episodes, history, I jump a little back and forth, what's going on, includes, you know, the past few years and also right now and how the here and now is formed by, has been shaped by activities in the past, right? So we need that to so yeah, just blah blah blah, and then transcribe. Oh, if I could just find some AI to do that. Anyway, I'm sure there is out there. If nothing else, I could just see. Actually, why not? Why not resolve, DaVinci Resolve, and just make subtitles, because it has an AI that can do that from spoken audio pretty well, actually. Anyway, I'll figure out a way to do it. And then we're building the characters. How many do I need? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe 15 or something. Or we could just make them a bit caricaturish for each. Nationality, otherwise it's just too much work. And put somebody there in the leadership uniform and military uniform, so a little bit like that. Maybe then take someone looking a little like Putin, and whoever is the president in each country. That could be easier.